You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are joined by Tricia Meyer, the founder and managing attorney of Meyer Law, which specializes in helping entrepreneurs and technology companies from startups to Fortune 500s with corporate contracts, employment, intellectual property, and fundraising matters. Tricia, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome, and also thanks for your time as well. So what is the first step entrepreneurs should take from a legal standpoint when starting their business?
You know, I think the most important step is to really make sure that they're protecting their intellectual property and confidential information. So, you know, oftentimes if you're an entrepreneur and you're having someone develop something for you, like an app or a website or even a logo, they have to make sure that they have an agreement in place with the person that's developing it for them to ensure that they own what's being created. So we've mentored thousands of companies across the U.S. at incubators like 1871 in Chicago and accelerators like Wisdom, which is the female-focused accelerator out of 1871, Co-Starters, which is out of the Commons on Champa in Denver. And so often people think that just because they pay someone for something that it's theirs, but that's really not the case, because the default under the law is whoever creates it owns it. And so it's important that you have a contract in place stating that whoever you've hired is actually transferring the ownership or assigning the ownership rights over to you, so that you can ensure that you really do own what's been created. I mean, obviously there's other protections that should be included in that agreement, but ownership is definitely key. And then along the way, they should also make sure that they're protecting their confidential information, because once it's out there in the public without being protected, it's out there. So you need to make sure that if you're disclosing it, that the person that you're disclosing it to has obligations to keep it confidential, and that you have appropriate kind of parameters around what it is that they can and cannot do with it.
Tricia, are there any pitfalls to using online templates and cookie cutter legal resources that entrepreneurs should be wary of?
There certainly are. Thanks for asking that. You know, so often people think that they're saving money by using a boilerplate or a template that they found online. But, you know, so often there are so many terms and conditions in all of these contracts, and they intertwine with each other. And it's really based on the type of the business, the relationship, the risks the business is willing to take on. You know, each business has its own nuances, and there isn't one business that's identical to another. And so, you know, when you find a template online, it's really not putting your business in the best position that it can be in. There are so many documents online as well that it's difficult to say that, you know, whether the one that you've decided to use will really protect your business. So I guess my advice is always, if you're going to pull a template online, at least have a lawyer review it to make sure that it really does cover your business and there aren't any kind of missing provisions or contradictions or things like that. And then also there's a lot of online resources that people often use that I won't, you know, specifically name, but they think they're saving money, but oftentimes they either aren't being asked the right questions or they answer the questions inaccurately, and then they get this document that doesn't really fit their business. And so I can tell you that in a lot of those instances, we're ending up cleaning up things after the fact. I mean, at the end of the day, you're working so hard to build your business that it's really important to protect it and avoid making mistakes that could have been prevented. And so at least, again, if you're going to pull something from online, make sure that you're having somebody review it who knows what they're doing, so that way you know that if it truly is protecting your business.
And some good advice right there. Now, what are some of the mistakes that you've seen companies make over and over again?
Yeah, so outside of the things that I've kind of mentioned already about, you know, not protecting their intellectual property or confidential information, one of the major ones is not getting a founder's agreement in place early on if you're starting a business with somebody else. So, you know, in the early stages of starting a business, everyone's on cloud nine. They think they have the next unicorn, and they aren't always thinking about relationships with co-founders going south or about differences with respect to vision or how the company is going to launch and scale and then what happens in year two and year three and even year five. And so, you know, on top of that, people often are starting these businesses with their friends or their family members or colleagues, and they really just cannot envision anything going wrong. I think the last stat I had read on this is that 65% of businesses fail due to a co-founder dispute. And it's just so important to take the time early on while everyone's getting along and everyone's on the same page to talk about difficult things, you know, just to make sure that everybody is on the same page and that you have a roadmap then of how you're going to handle those things if, you know, those things were to occur. So, like, for instance, you know, what if 6 months or 9 months down the road, a co-founder needs to leave the business because they need to make a living or they just decide that they don't have the same vision as the others, or you find that somebody on your team doesn't have the same work ethic. I mean, we see these scenarios all the time. And in those instances, who can they transfer their equity to? How is it going to get valued? Also, you know, another important item to consider is decision-making and voting rights. You know, some things like a sale, you might want a unanimous vote by everybody involved. And in other instances, you know, you might agree to just a majority agreeing to that particular issue and then moving the business forward. So it's just important to run through all these kind of scenarios so that way you know how to handle them when they come up.
Today we are visiting with Tricia Meyer, the founder and managing attorney of Meyer Law, which specializes in helping entrepreneurs and technology companies from startups to Fortune 500s with corporate contracts, employment, intellectual property, and fundraising matters here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Tricia, do you have any tips for startups that are thinking about raising money?
Yes, I do. I would say, you know, make sure you have your legal docs in order before you raise money. Investors are going to do due diligence, right? They're going to want to make sure that your business is what you say it is. They're going to review all your corporate documents, all the contracts you've entered into, your team and classification of your team, you know, as independent contractors or employees, and the agreements you have in place with those folks. They're going to assess your intellectual property to ensure that you really do own what you think you own. And then they're going to want to see that you have confidentiality obligations in your agreements with your team, your customers, any partnerships that you've entered into, again, to make sure that you are protecting that confidential information. So in short, you want to have everything in order, because if they start doing due diligence and everything's a mess, it's very possible they're going to lose interest in you and your business. And it can very well jeopardize your chances of getting funding, frankly. I mean, we've seen it happen, unfortunately. So it's just important to kind of get your ducks in a row first before you go down that road. You know, we've helped a ton of companies with fundraising, and everyone's very hot to trot to close the deal. And every single time we've had cleanup. And you either have to clean it up or you have to disclose to investors. The last thing you want is for an investor to come back to you after the fact and say, you know, had I known X, Y, or Z, I would have never invested in you and then sue you. So it's just important to make sure you have everything in order and you either clean it up or disclose, you know, any and all risk to investors.
Now, Tricia, as a mom of five, what advice do you have for other women and moms that are tuning in that want to launch companies like you have?
Yeah, I would say, you know what, just make it happen. You know, running your business is a lot of work, but it's also amazing in so many ways, and I truly wouldn't have it any other way. All my kids are really little still, but I just love being in control of my own destiny and especially my schedule. And especially when you have little ones, you do need a lot of flexibility. And so while you're working a lot of hours when you have your own business, you can often break it up into components of time during the day or the evening or really whenever to accommodate your schedule. And I also think it's really important to build a great team. You have to know your weaknesses so that you can hire people that are strong in those areas. And most importantly, and this is the one key piece of advice, is learn how to prioritize your time and be as efficient as possible. There's not enough time in the day. You cannot do it all. So you need a good team and you need a good understanding of what you absolutely must do versus what you can delegate, so that way you're making the most of your time.
That's certainly some solid advice, and we really do appreciate that. Now, in conclusion, before you go, any closing thoughts, takeaways, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yeah, I would say, just from a legal standpoint, you know, you might think it's a cost-effective option to do your own legal work. You know, bootstrapping a business is tough. I know in the beginning you have to really allocate your resources because you only have so much money to work with, but not allocating a portion toward legal in the beginning will cost you more in the long run, because you just don't know what you don't know. And so it's important to get legal guidance to just help ensure that you're on the right track, because, you know, cleaning it all up after the fact is going to be much more costly. Believe me, I mean, we clean up so many messes that could have been prevented. So I would say that would be my final tip.
Take heed to that advice, folks, and listen to what she's saying. Really do appreciate your joining us here today, Tricia. Where can listeners get all the details on Meyer Law, and how could they be in touch?
Yeah, you can check out our website at meetmeyerlaw.com and follow us on Twitter at Meyer_law, or I'm on Twitter as well at Tricia_Meyer.
Again, Tricia, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Much appreciated.
Thanks so much.
And let's do it again. We've been speaking with Tricia Meyer, the founder and managing attorney of Meyer Law, which specializes in helping entrepreneurs and technology companies from startups to Fortune 500s with corporate contracts, employment, intellectual property, and fundraising matters. And to learn more, visit meetmeyerlaw.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check out our new live location, as we are now streaming live around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live, with a new app coming soon to accompany our live stream in the coming weeks. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.